Good morning. It is March the 9th. This is the episode of the Geyer Cook Report that we've subtitled B2B Thursday because it's business to business Thursday. And up on the list today, let me check and see if I got that list. Yes, I do. The Geyer Cook Report questions, 27 questions for you to pick five of that'll increase your business's transparency. And coming up, we'll have one of the first ones that we've done in the form of a video I'll show you. And it was just a simple image with the audio running behind it. And to get to that link, we go to Contact Guy up here at the top of the show notes, which you can get to, as always, if you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, you'll find it. You probably just put in hashtag the Geyer Cook Report and get there. But anyway, we'll click this link here, and then, thank God, the page loaded fast. Won't that be embarrassing? The questions, not all of them have to do with business and with work. It has more to do with what are you about? What is the picture that we paint of you in our mind represented by these words? We'll make that happen. So in terms of, like, what is your favorite word? Hey, mine too. And what's on your mind lately? Well, I don't have anything on my mind today because it's not Wednesday. We did that yesterday. So anyway, give that a look. We'll be right back after these words. Hi, this is the Geyer Cook Report 27 questions I keep talking about. And we're talking today with Tish. And we're going to ask her these questions that she picked from the 27 questions, emailed them back here to World Headquarters. And so, Tish, in order for to get this show on the road, I'll go to the first question. It's there in the graphic. What do you like to do?
I enjoy very much working online and being able to help my girlfriends who are a bit computer illiterate. They often will call me and say, hey, Tish, can you move this text around or reword it for me? So I just love working online and helping my Mary Kay girlfriends out.
Okay. Sort of a virtual assistant, if you will. That sounds good.
Yeah, very much so. That's exactly what they call it. Yeah.
Exactly right. And the next question is, what are you working on right now?
Well, right now I am working on continuously converting PDF to Excel for my girlfriends. It's just a constant work. I work for my girlfriend who is on the side from Mary Kay. I work for my girlfriend who is a real estate investor, and it often requires a lot of Microsoft Office work converting PDF to Excel and entering data. So that's continuous, and that's what I'm working on right now.
Okay, but we can't do work all the time. We have to do things for fun. And your next question that was asked is, what do you do for fun?
I enjoy very much reading autobiographies. I like media and enjoy politics. Enjoy reading political biographies.
Oh, gosh, that's so much of a straight line to discuss politics, but we know most people are tired of talking about it, so I'm not going to go there. And the other question, and continuing right along, what did you want to be when you grew up? So I'm going back to, like, in fifth grade, you made some choices that steered the course of study or your path in life, and you said, gosh, it'd be great if I was to do this. What do you think that was?
Well, it was really when I was 9 years old. At 9 years old, I pretty much knew then what I wanted to be was, like I said, one of three things: cosmetologist, a PI, or a flight attendant. As far as being a PI, I felt that having been born, bred, and raised in Chicago, most people know that those born in Chicago are very streetwise and street smart. So I felt like I would have the savviness to be a PI, but it just did not work out for me to end up being any one of those three things. So,
well, that's fine. I think the world would maybe have been a better place with you as a PI, but oh well, we'll have to go without. And
yeah.
The last question here, and we talked about this a little bit before, is, who in the world would you most like to share a meal with? And we'll go living or dead. If they're passed on, God rest their soul, rest in peace, etc. But who would you like to most have a meal with?
Well, my mom and dad, I think died too young, and to have another meal with them again would be great. Living would be Queen Noor of Jordan, who was King Hussein's wife. She has a book called Leap of Faith, Memoirs of an Unexpected Life. That's a terrific book that I'm still trying to finish reading, but would love to have a meal with Queen Noor.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much for answering the five questions. I hope that's increased your transparency just a little bit. And if you want to get a hold of Tish, there's a Mary Kay website that we do a shameless plug for. If there's a URL, we can type that in.
You know what? I am still waiting for a very long time now for Mary Kay Corporate to give me my link so as to renew my website. So I really just have the Gmail that is in conjunction with my Mary Kay URL, which is tishes.mk@gmail.com.
Okay.
And so anything that Mary Kay may send me in regards to Mary Kay business goes right directly to my Gmail because it's in conjunction with the Mary Kay email address.
All right. Well, this will be available on YouTube as a video. And as soon as we stop the recording, if you go to youtube.com/GuyRCook, it'll be in there, the Guy R. Cook Report 27 Questions. What Tish says, thanks for joining us today. We sure appreciate it. And on that note, like I say at the end of every episode, and we'll call this an episode, it's a wrap. And we're back. I'm taking the screen share off if I can. Let's see, how do we do this? I've done this once before. In the screen share, I go there and click that, and bazinga, the screen share is off. Hey, that worked pretty good. So give those questions a look. Take the time to fill those out. We did some recording experimentation yesterday. I can even call your cell phone and get a decent recording because it's all digital. It's come out, and the one I did yesterday, I don't know if she had a great phone or what, but it came off really good. I think you can agree the quality of the sound was quite good. And so thanks to Fraser Ramsey from Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. Thanks to Eileen Smith from Basic Blog Tips. If you go to her site, basicblogtips.com, you'll see a graphic on there. It looks just like this graphic I'm going to show you. And click on that, and that'll give you details about the marketing event she's going to be a speaker at. Thanks to Friends Just Chatting, a Facebook group that's been on there for, gosh, over a year. Long time ago that Fraser and Kelvin got their heads together and started that up. I don't know, but what Fraser started the initial page and then Kelvin took over management. Anyway, that's going to be the end of the show for today. Give that a look. Help the transparency of your business, your brand. And on that note, I'm going to say the three magic words. It's a wrap.